After more than 2 years as the Township of Ramara's Chief Administrative Officer, John Pinsent is moving on. September 13 will be his last day with the township. A week later, he will begin his role as SAO for the town of Greater Napanee. Pinsent's wife was born and raised in Greater Napanee and has family in that area, so the two were excited when the opportunity arose. "It's a blessing for both of us, especially during the pandemic," Pinsent said, noting he doesn't have family in this area and is looking forward to spending more time with loved ones. "It will be nice to return the favor to his wife, who has joined Pinsent as he has moved across the country throughout his careers. I've lost count of the number of times I've moved while in the military and in public service," he said. Pinsent was in the army for more than 20 years, retiring as a major who focused on finance work. He went on to work with the National Energy Board, Transport Canada and the Canada Border Services Agency before starting his career as a SAO in Woodstock, NB. He has been Ramara's SAO since June 2019 and feels he is leaving the township in a positive position. He is proud of the growth of his staff, something he credits, in part, to his approach as their boss. "I let them do what they're good at," he said, adding micromanaging isn't his style. "I'm just hoping I've set them up for success." Steps have been taken to modernize operations in the township during Pinsent's time there, including the hiring of a communications manager and the signing of a deal with Rogers to expand the broadband network in Ramara. "I think the township is in very good hands," he said. Mayor Basil Clark agrees. When staff asked him what he was looking for in a new SAO, Clark responded, "I'm looking for another John Pinsent. He's been outstanding for this township," he said. "We've kind of been on the cutting edge since John came here. We're better off for him being here." Clark praised Pinsent for his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic. "The township didn't feel the need to declare a state of emergency," he said, "and it had plans in place to move to hybrid council meetings early in the pandemic. Those meetings began in late June. We're sorry to see him go," Clark said.